This is the Everything Home Talk Show and Podcast Special Segment. Satisfaction for your soul. Profound quotes that inspire. Stories to motivate and make you think. Important ideas. Voices of hope and logic. Opinions of people you need to hear from. Funny stuff.
As many Americans lean on faith in this time of crisis, could it actually spark a revival of religion? Joining us to discuss is America's pastor and author of Anxious for Nothing, Max Lucado, Southern Baptist pastor and president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, and Pastor Paula White Kane, who serves as spiritual advisor to President Trump. Thank you all for joining us this morning. What a great panel. I'm going to start with my own pastor. I was texting with him last night. His name is Chris Durkin of the Colts Neck Community Church, and he said, our live streams are reaching thousands of people. Thank God. I'm regularly hearing of people who haven't been to church in decades tuning into the live stream. One silver lining could be that God uses it to change people's hearts. Max, I'll start with you. Do you feel like that's part of what we're seeing right now?
I absolutely believe that, Pete. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I believe that God is going to use this for something good. I believe we're going to get through it. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think it's going to be quick. But I do believe that God is up to something really good, and that he is calling his people back to himself. And we're going to be better because of it. I think some type of spiritual awakening, some type of revival is soon to come.
Tony, probably not the first thing a lot of people thought of when they think of facing a pandemic. What is it about moments like this that draw people back to faith?
Well, historically, when we face these challenges that are bigger than ourselves, we find that we quickly come to the end of our own ability, and it's at that point that we look up and we realize that there's so much more to life. We have to answer those big questions about, you know, what happens when this life ends. And so I think really kind of what's happening in this new age or this new world of social distancing, some people are finding they have more time and space to get closer to God because all of the noise has kind of died down. Some people are afraid. I mean, many people are afraid. In fact, if you look, there's been a spike in the number of calls to the crisis hotlines. But again, this is where many people, they come to the end of themselves and they find for themselves a new beginning as they enter into a relationship with God.
No doubt. Paula, what are your message to people who have come to the end of themselves and don't like what they see or they know they need something more?
Thank you, Pete. And I agree completely with Max and Tony. We are seeing people who are searching. They are, as Tony said, afraid right now, and they want answers. And in that search, they're looking and turning to God, to church, to faith. And many are reaching out. They're praying. They're asking God to come into their life. We have seen incredible reach to so many of our friends in ministry are just reporting time after time again how people are saying, God, I need you in this. I cannot do it alone.
Absolutely. Max, we're heading into Easter, into the holy season, Holy Week, Palm Sunday, next Sunday. To have such three high-profile folks like all three of you, what would your message, what's your nugget to people out there as they won't be able to go to church the way they normally do in their congregation with their families? What's a tangible thing Americans can do this morning or this week in the holy season to draw closer to God? Max, I'll start with you.
Well, on this Sunday morning, I'll share a beautiful passage from the Old Testament. God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. You know, revival is a supernatural, sovereign act of God. We cannot force it, but we can request it. So we humble ourselves, we pray, we repent, we turn to God. And I think what God is doing is he's calling us to himself. And the miracle of Easter Sunday is every bit as real today as it's ever been.
Very much so. Tony, for people who maybe have been away from the faith for a while and don't know how to jump back in, get back into the exercise, what would you say to them?
This is a time to recalibrate. It's a time to focus on that which is important, that which is eternal. And I would share a passage of scripture that Paul wrote to the Philippians. He said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, with supplication, and with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And I think there is an opportunity here to be thankful that we are being drawn back to that which is important, that which is eternal. And for those that are anxious, I would encourage them to pray, but to look to their Creator and the means by which He has provided a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. This is a great time when all of the other distractions have kind of died down. We're in need. Let's look to our Creator.
Well said. Paula, your message.
You know, God is a certain God in times of uncertainty. And some people don't know, how do I go to God? Just God wants a simple, truthful, heartfelt cry to Him. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 simply says that if we confess the Lord Jesus Christ with our mouth, which means to make a covenant, and believe in our heart that He's the Son of God, we will be saved. And I love the word saved. It's from that Greek word sozo. It's salvation, which means to be delivered, to be made whole, to be rescued, to be restored. And it's simply making that confession and going to God with a sincere heart and with that mouth of covenant. God, according to Psalm chapter 91, our rabbis will be declaring this as a psalm of deliverance and protection and healing. And it says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And when you dwell, it means to sit, to homestead. Hmm. And God's actually saying to us, relax in me, rest in me. Know that you have a certain God during uncertain times.
Very well said. Paula White-Kane, Tony Perkins, Max Lucado, thank you all for your message this morning. And again, I'll also say Pastor Chris Dirk and my pastor, Colts Neck Community Church. You can find them on Facebook. You can find these individuals in their local churches and on Facebook as well. Look for the messages on this Sunday, something you can share with your families. Thank you all very much.
To listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.